Chapter 6. The Jungle. Let's go back to the Moomin Troll house earlier that day. Moomin Mama was happy that it was raining. "Now everything in the garden will grow," she said, "and the family are safe and dry in the cave." She decided to make the house tidier. She started collecting clothes, Moomin Troll's strange stones, bits of wood and other things. She found some of the Hemulin's plants on top of the radio. Without thinking, she put the plants in the hobgoblin's hat. Then Moomin Mama went upstairs to her room and lay on her bed, listening to the rain on the roof. Soon she went to sleep. Then something very strange started happening downstairs. The Hemulin's plants were growing slowly out of the hat. Then they grew up the walls, through doors, and up the stairs. Flowers and fruits started growing too, and the house was full of quiet noises. Sometimes a fruit fell onto the carpet. The noises woke Moomin Mama up, but she thought that it was only the rain. She went to sleep again. Moomin Papa was writing his life story in his room upstairs. Suddenly, a blue fruit fell onto his paper.
"Oh, Moomin Troll and Sniff must be home again," he said,
and he turned to look behind him. But it was not a person. It was a thick bush. It was full of yellow berries. Next, small blue fruits started falling all around him. There was a huge branch growing slowly near the window. Smaller branches were growing from the branch in all directions.
"Hello!" shouted Moomin Papa. "Wake up, everybody! Come quickly!"
Moomin Mama woke up and she saw that her room was full of small white flowers.
"Oh, how beautiful," she said. "Moomin Troll has done this for me for a surprise."
"Hello!"
shouted Moomin Papa again.
"Open the door! I can't get out!"
But Moomin Mama could not open the door because there were too many plants. She looked around. There was a small forest on the stairs, and the living room was like a jungle.
"Oh," said Moomin Mama, "of course, it's that hat again."
The plants grew up through the house and out onto the roof. Soon they covered all of Moomin House with a thick green carpet. Moomin Troll stood and looked at the green jungle outside Moomin House. Flowers were opening and fruits were turning from green to yellow and from yellow to red.
"The house was here," said Sniff.
"It still is. It's inside that jungle," said Moomin Troll. "But we can't get in, and Papa and Mama can't get out."
"This is more hat magic," thought Snufkin. "It's beginning to get silly."
"Look!" shouted Sniff. "The cellar door is open."
"Come quickly," said Moomin Troll. "Let's go in that way."
Moomin Troll, Sniff, Snufkin and Snork Maiden all climbed down into the dark cellar. The Hemulin came last.
"The door is too small," he shouted. "I can't get in."
"Stay outside," said Moomin Troll. "You can study the plants on the house."
So the Hemulin stayed outside in the rain, and Moomin Troll and the others got into the house through the cellar. They could hear loud noises upstairs. Then there was a cry. Moomin Papa was out of his room.
Mama! Papa!
Shouted Moomin Troll, going up the cellar stairs. He was happy to see that the door to the house was open.
What has happened? He cried. Why is there a jungle here?
Well, dear, replied Moomin Mama, I think that it must be because of the hobgoblin's hat again. But come up here. I found a berry bush in the cupboard.
After that, the children played games in the jungle all afternoon. Everybody had a wonderful time. They forgot about the Hemulin outside in the rain. He was now very wet. When evening arrived, it stopped raining. At the same time, something strange started happening to the jungle. It started getting smaller. The fruit fell to the ground, and the flowers died. In the garden, the Hemulin watched for a while, and then he pulled at a branch. It was very dry, and the Hemulin had an idea. He collected a huge pile of branches and made a fire in the middle of the garden. He sat next to it and soon felt warmer. Then the Moomin family and their friends pushed their way out of the house into the garden. They saw the happy and warm Hemulin next to the fire.
Let's put the jungle on the fire, said Moomin Papa.
And they took all the bits of jungle from the house and threw them on the fire. The fire became huge, and everyone in Moomin Valley could see it.